Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm long to see desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Ooh. I give myself away so you can use me.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Psalmist Kaylin?
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I give my... Praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this What a Fellowship We Have in Jesus Wednesday. Glory to God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, you truly have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even before you set the earth in place, even before you set the heavens in place, even before you set the mountains in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And we thank you, Father, for the sweet fellowship that we have in you. We thank you, O God, that we have the opportunity to uplift the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for our psalmist, Kalen, who brought us before the presence of the Lord and say, we give ourselves away to you, O Lord, so you can use us. Thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you, Father God, for the TMC call. Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that the family have in you. Lord God, we lift up the speaker this morning, and we ask you, Father, for a special anointing, that your word will go forth, Lord God, like never before, that we, your people, will receive what the Spirit has to say. We say, Lord God, that your messenger will be none of her, but all of you. And we thank you, Father God, because we have a sweet fellowship in you. Thank you for the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Thank you for Artist Life, Lord, and the company, and Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon and Alejandro and Elvia, Father. Thank you for all those that are working diligently, Lord God, as we carry forth the message that we have the best products on this side of heaven. Thank you, Lord God, for all those that are listening and have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise your holy and righteous name. Let this day be a day like never before, because, Lord, we're dependent on you to lead us and guide us into all truth, today and forever. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there? Are you there? Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're just going to carry it on and say, Lord, to God be the glory. Well, again, good morning. This is the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. And I tell you, we are so thankful that you have joined us this morning. And listen, we are on the move in almost getting to our 10th year here on the Master's Call. And our co-founders being Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we're so grateful that they went before the Lord and God gave them a word. And that scripture that they stood on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that, we have a website that you can go to, and you can always get a word 24/7. Yes, we have messages that have been archived there since 2010, and you can see the bios of our speakers. Now, not only that, we have a theme that we're standing on this year, and it is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith. In us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we invite you to do so. You can greet, you can host, you can share a word from the Lord, and I think we got a few ministers out there that can preach a word. I definitely believe that. Yes, yes. So you can come forth and send us your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artist International, and now we're under Artist Life, and we're so thankful to God for these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful health and wellness products with the testimonies that are out of this world. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share with you what these wonderful products are doing to get us into a healthy place. Now, not only that, we have a morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call that gives you more information about these wonderful, wonderful products. And today is Awareness Wednesday. Awareness Wednesday with the dynamic couple of health. our Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And we're so thankful to God because today's topic is going to be on fibroids. So get on that call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way. I'll come back with some more information. And what I'm going to do now is introduce you to our speaker of the hour, and she is definitely a woman of God who has been with the call since inception. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord. She is passionate about family. She's passionate about being in the Lord's presence. She is passionate about just being a woman who can share and who can be a blessing wherever she goes. She is a woman who is born in New Jersey, and her parents were Henry and Vivian. She was the youngest of the children. She has lived in New Jersey for some time. She has a wonderful daughter and son-in-law, and she has a beautiful granddaughter that she loves so dearly. She has been working on her master's in public health at the Montclair State University. She has she is a member of the Cross and Crown Christian Church. She is a woman who stands on God's word, and she will tell you it's good to get into that Bible and see what God has for you. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some and to present to others our wonderful minister, Bonita Cates. Are you there, Minister Bonita?
Yes, ma'am. Brenda Henry, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Oh, thank you so much for that graceful introduction. Good morning, family. I am Bonita, and I come before you this morning, and many will know I'm kicking and screaming right now. Minister Kaylin, I thank you for that. I love that. I was going to ask you to come back and just soothe my spirit so that I could share a brief word. I'm not going to be before you long. I want to thank our co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts and Vanessa Weatherspoon, both women I love and cherish so much. As I spoke to my Dr. Weatherspoon, I was kicking and screaming, and she helped me through. I don't know if any of you know what a latch baby is, but that's me. I don't want to leave the nest. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I am not interested in growing up. Y'all could do that and leave me be. But there is something on my spirit that I would like to share just to speak to you this morning about fear. That would be my topic today, fear. I've been instructed to do, to make some bullet points and speak to someone this morning. And that's my wish. Father God, I just want to touch your spirit this morning on this call. Just not me. Let you shine. Let you be the light, Father. I just really want to share a word that you put on my spirit and hope that it touches one spirit on this call. Father, I just love you so much and thank you for this opportunity for this child of yours to emulate you. In my brother's name, Jesus, amen. I actually don't do things in order, even though, yes, I am a student, as my Brenda Henry, and I love her middle name, and she knows that. So I just call her by her first and middle name. So I am a student, and I do things from my spirit. so when I have a conversation, it generally might not be in a particular order, but I know God has got me. I really do know God has got me. So fear this morning, and I was doing my homework, and I was going through several definitions, and this one really struck me. Fear, it's a painful emotion or passion excited by the expectation of evil, something negative, or the apprehension of impending danger. That to me says something that God has a conflict with, as we talk, as He talks to us in Psalms, the 23rd and fourth chapter, and I want to read from my book is signed by my co-founders. We had a conference and they signed my book, but I want to read this because God has got me. God has got you. Let me speak to y'all. God has got you. Psalms 23. It's David's psalm. Even when the way goes through the death valley, I am not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's croc makes me feel secure. See, fear is a natural emotion, right? But in that psalm, I hope it soothes somebody to say, God has got you. We right now are in a COVID situation, 19. This is unfamiliar. This 2020 has been an unfamiliar territory, although God knew it was happening, right? God already knew. It even talks about it in the book, right? It talks about it in the big book, the Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving This Earth. But He knew about it. But COVID-19 has set a certain fear amongst people, and a respectful fear, I grant it. It is a respectful fear. But when he says it, even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk by my side, I'm not afraid. When he was walking by my side, to have a respectful fear of COVID-19, right? What do I mean by that? I mean, yes, put your mask on, respect 6 feet away, right? But you shouldn't have to be locked in a closet. This is what I think. You have a respectful fear. God has got us. We are in a time of social injustice, right? A time of election, and I encourage everybody to vote, because no vote is a vote. Not doing something is doing something. But God has got this. He tells us that because I am your God, you should fear no evil. Even when I walk through the valley of death, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. It's been my experience that when I get through difficult, when I go through, and I always say I'm going through something, there are three stages in my life, and I don't know about yours, but for me, I'm either going through something, in something, or coming out of something. But I will not fear the situation. Because my God has got you. He's got you with COVID-19. He's got you with an illness. He's got you with your financial situation. He's got you if you're employed or your employment might be shaky or you're not employed. He's got you. He speaks about it. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. I spoke about the definition of evil earlier. It is not our place to fear evil. He flies high and he sees low. I've had spiritual experiences through my journey right now. Many of you know that I am in the midst of selling the family home. And it's been an emotional roller coaster, right? I've been crying. I've been laughing. I've come across clothes with my mother's smell on them, who transitioned in 2017. And I just take that smell in and I remember her. My father's uniform, my grandmother's communion dress with her hat. I've been able to separate with some of these things and share them with senior citizens. But I don't walk in fear. I'm now understanding that God, I've had these spiritual, I'm not going to cry, Dr. V. I've had these spiritual experiences that I can't even put a name to it. I just know God has, he's got me. My mother has an extensive library. She read everything from A to Z. I mean, and I'm just learning this. Well, I knew she was a reader, right? But I don't know if you know family members like this, but she had an extensive library. And I've been able to donate them to a woman's shelter. Yesterday, I took some more, and the women said, we got enough. And that's really how many books she has, and she has some more. I don't know if I'm speaking to anyone on this line. If you're going through something right now, in your life, in your stage of life, know that the word is going through. Know that in Psalms 23 and 4, even though I walk, you're walking through. Someone told me early on, don't skip over words. Through. He said, even though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Evil could be, again, lack of finances in your account, sickness in your body, the passing of loved one. It could be something of that nature, but you're going through it. We, again, are in social injustice. The state of this world is in such flux. We recently had another situation in Wisconsin, right? However, these situations are to make us stronger individuals. We are to be a light in the shadow of death, to emulate God. I am not at all suggesting that the loss of a loved one is an easy thing to go through. Not at all. I'll be the first one to tell you. You heard me say I'm still crying. But I'm learning how to recognize the goodness, the spirit of the people that God put in my life, the sweetness of the reason that they were here in my life while we were connected. My sister's on the TMC call. My brother's on the TMC call. Why am I connected to these spirits? Because God has a purpose for us all. And it is not to walk in fear. I am not at all, again, suggesting that this is an easy thing to do, but growing and stretching, right, Dr. V, has never been easy. I want to tell you that public speaking is the number one fear, and you can look it up, Google it. I myself, you don't hear me a lot with this ministering part, because I kick and scream every time. Every time. I don't know if I'm talking to anyone. Minister Kaylin has an angelic voice. Everyone, I mean, Brenda Henry has such a smile in her voice. Dr. V and Dr. PK, and when they share a word, I stand in awe. Tiffany in California, all these people in my life. I can go on and on and on with the list of ministers. And I sit there and I'm in awe of them, but I'm a child of God, right? And this is what Dr. V and Dr. PK instill in me. You have a message, and if I'm touching one person on this call, I feel accomplished. If I've said anything that makes any sense out of this crazy mind of mine, I feel accomplished. I just want to encourage someone today. Don't walk in fear, because God has got you. We are all his children. Everything we go through is to go through it, not to put your kickstand down, not to put a tent up. I've said this before. Not to wallow in it, but to move forward in it, whatever it is. The spirit of fear is something that God has got you in. He doesn't have you there. You just know that these are the times when you use his words. And if I've said anything, thank you, Father. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak to your family, to speak to your children, to speak through me. I appreciate it, the opportunity. And that's all I have for you. Thank you so much for allowing me to share Drs. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and my TMC family and my TMC audience. And I will now turn the call back over to you, Minister Henry. Minister Brenda Henry. See how I love Henry?
All right, sister. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Benita. I tell you, your realness, your transparency, and when people feel your transparency and your realness, that's genuine, and nobody can take that away from you. We love you, and God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for such a message on walking in fear, and, hey, God has got us. God bless you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer as we pray over our prayer requests and praise in our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we so thank you and appreciate you for our sister Benita. We thank you, Lord, that you have used her in such a special, genuine way. Father God, that we can feel her heart. We can feel that she is real, Lord God, in her feelings. She is real in what you're doing for her. She is real in knowing how to turn it over to you. And we thank you, Lord, because we felt it. And we thank you for your presence in this place, in this telecommunication sanctuary, as she coined it to be, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Benita's going out and her coming in, blessing everything that concerns her, her children, her granddaughter, everybody that's around her. Thank you, Father, for putting her in an environment, Lord, that you have her totally. And we thank you, Father, for the magnificent way that you have placed her, Father God, in your presence and given her the peace that surpasses all understanding. We glorify you, Father, for what you're doing in the lives of so many. And, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, you told us in your word, when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. So right now, we're standing tall in the name of Jesus, and we're speaking to Hurricane Laura. We're saying you have to cease in the name of Jesus. No destruction, no turmoil in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Have your way, Father God, as people are evacuating, Lord God. Protect and divinely Put your arms around them. Direct them to where they need to go, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, as we are calling on you. You told us you will answer and then show us great and mighty things. Show us the greater, Father, in the midst of the storm, and we glorify your name. Lord, we lifting up right now those that have been having health challenges. We're right now speaking to these people in recent that's been having recent health challenges. We speak to Dr. PK's lungs. We're calling her healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're speaking to Uncle John Lewis in the name of Jesus. He is complete in you, O Father. We're speaking to Katie with her lungs, Father God, and we're speaking to her lungs and saying that they are restored by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for what you've done and what you're doing in Pastor Chuck's life, Lord God, as he's recuperating from COVID. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving him total restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up little Judah, Father God. Oh, Father God, I know you know everything about your children, and Lord God, this little one, we know, Father God, that you're more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We're lifting up Patricia and Robert, Father God, Gwen, KK, Anthony, Elvina, Aunt Loretta, Mr. Harrington, Samuel, Maddie, Gary, Robert, Jerry, Bishop Jerome, Charles, and Teresa, Alice, Pam, Gloria, Belinda, Jaquan, Jackie Rose, Father God, Crawford, Mr. Stanley. Lord God, we lifting all these people before you, and we know that you have Brenda in your hands. We know that you have Tawana in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Father God, you're more than able to do the exceedingly in their minds, in their bodies, in their spirit, man. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lifting up the bereaved families before you. Oh, Father God, touch both the Dorsey families, Lord God, the ones in California, ones over in I think it's over in Maryland, oh God. Oh, Father God, you can only touch their hearts and mend their hearts and comfort them like none other. The Stowers family, Father God, oh, special anointing, a special anointing on this family, Lord God. Their Aunt Ethel and Shirley Ann just went home to be with you, Father God, among so many in the recent months, Father God. Touch that family like never before. Comfort them, Lord, like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. And our very own Wanda Walker, Lord God, who's laying to rest her mother today, Father God. Oh, we ask that you give her strength and her family, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that you're doing it, not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, you might want to, and I'm sure you do, when it comes to talking about fear, to hear this message again. That playback number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And again, the morning motivational call is coming up next. It's not Testimony Thursday. It is Awareness Wednesday with our very own Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and they will be speaking on, she will be speaking on fibroids. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Psalmist Kaylin, for such a spirit of love and peace and joy in your voice as you brought us before the presence of the Lord this morning. And thank you again, Minister Vanita Cates. You are such a jewel, and we so appreciate you allowing God to use you this day. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, ma'am. May the Lord bless you and keep you, be the light in a dark place. Go out and have a super fantastic day.